Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Next week marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of President John F. Kennedy. His short time as the 35th president was marked by turmoil both inside the country and with other nations. All this week, WBUR is examining Kennedy's legacy in his home state of Massachusetts. And today, we wanted to revisit Kennedy's inaugural address. As WBUR's Kelly Horan reports, the new president delivered a Cold War message to a nation under nuclear threat.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace.
Kennedy's inaugural address is one part Cold War speech, one part domestic agenda.
So let us begin anew, remembering on both sides that civility is not a sign of weakness and sincerity is always subject to proof. Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate. Let both sides explore what problems unite us, instead of belaboring those problems which divide us. Let both sides, for the first time, formulate serious and precise proposals for the inspection and control of arms, and bring the absolute power to destroy other nations under the absolute control of all nations. Let both sides seek to invoke the wonders of science instead of its terrors. Together, let us explore the stars, conquer the deserts, eradicate disease, tap the ocean depths, and encourage the arts and commerce.
By all accounts, Kennedy galvanizes his audience, but he tempers their expectations as well.
All this will not be finished in the first 100 days. Nor will it be finished in the first 1,000 days, nor in the life of this administration, nor even perhaps in our lifetime on this planet. But let us begin.
Kennedy reportedly told his speechwriter, Ted Sorensen, that he wanted this inaugural speech to be as enduring as Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. As he draws to a close, he makes a spontaneous change to the text, assuring that that will be the case.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Excerpts from President John F. Kennedy's inaugural address, given on January 20th, 1961. The story was produced by WBUR's Kelly Horan with help from George Hicks. It originally ran as part of a WBUR series called November 1963. To hear that full series, go to our website, radioboston.org. Back in a moment, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.